confirms exactly what God's Word says. I want you to listen to these scriptures. When people tell me that it's my life, I will do what I want to, my body belongs to me. Well, if you're a Christian, that's not true. Your body belongs to the Lord. If you're not a Christian, then it still don't belong to you. It belongs to the devil, because your father's a devil. You're in one of two kingdoms. You're either a child of the devil or a child of God. So 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 20 says, "For God has bought you with a great price. So use every part of your body to give glory back to God, because He owns it." Couldn't be any clearer, could it? Who owns your body if you're a born-again Christian? God does. 1 Corinthians 7, verse 23 says, "You have been bought and paid for by Christ, so you belong to Him. Be free now from all those earthly prides and fears." If you belong to Jesus, if you've given your life to Christ, you have nothing to worry about. If you'll just walk holy before Him, He'll take care of your flesh. You won't have to worry about it. He'll keep it healthy for you. And then one day when He's through with you, He'll snatch you out of here and bring you to heaven. And it'll be an awesome experience with God. Now then, the key to producing fruit is the seed. Isn't that amazing? No field can grow without seed. So what is the seed? Well, again, we've got to go back to the Word of God. For the seed, Matthew chapter 13, verse 3. In Matthew 13, let's see what this says. "Then He spoke many things to them in parables, saying, Behold, a sower went out to sow, and as he sowed, some seed fell by the wayside." We got different kinds of seed here. Some seed, or the seed, fell by the wayside. Or actually, the seed was all the same. It fell in different places. "And the birds came and devoured them. Some fell on stony places where they did not have much earth, and they immediately sprang up because they had no depth of earth. But when the sun was up, they were scorched, and because they had no root, they withered away. And some fell among the thorns, and the thorns sprang up and choked them out. But others fell on good ground and yielded a crop, some 100, some 60, and some 30. He who has ears to hear, let him hear. And the disciples came and said to him, What do you mean? Why do you speak to them in parables? And he answered and said unto them, Because it has been given to you to know the mysteries of the kingdom." Now, those of us that are children of God, it's been given to us in the Word of God by our teacher, the Holy Spirit, to know these mysteries if we'll get into it and study them and research them out. He will reveal these things to us, and there's absolutely not a problem getting revelation from God if you're a child of God and you'll get in His Word. With the Holy Spirit, you got the greatest teacher in the world. "But He answered and said to them, Because it has been given to you to know the mysteries of the kingdom of heaven. But to them it has not been given." Not to those. "For whoever has, to him more will be given, and he will have abundance. But whoever does not have, even what he has will be taken away from him. Therefore I speak to them in parables, because seeing they do not see, and hearing they do not hear, nor do they understand. And in them the prophecy of Isaiah is fulfilled, which says, Hearing you will hear, and shall not understand, and seeing you will see, and not perceive. For the hearts of this people have grown dull. Their ears are hard of hearing, and their eyes they have closed, lest they should see with their eyes, and hear with their ears, lest they should understand with their hearts, and turn, so I should heal them." Now, when people hear the Word of God and it becomes a revelation to you, you get healed. These blessings, as an obedient child, when you're seeking God and you're studying His Word, He reveals Himself to you. When they hear, I think about a woman right there that had been in a wheelchair for 11 years. I spent probably 2 or 2.5 hours teaching this woman the Word of God. finally in Matthew 8:17, where it says, Jesus has bore your sickness and removed your disease. She read that over and over and over. And the more she read that, the more she meditated on it. She said, if Jesus bore my sickness and removed my disease, then I don't have to be in this wheelchair. I said, ma'am, that's the way I understand it too. So she read that a few more times. Then all of a sudden she just threw her hands up and began to worship and praise the Lord. She probably sat there for 5 or 10 minutes, a long time, just praising the Lord and thanking Him that she didn't have to be in that wheelchair. After several minutes, I finally said, ma'am, why don't you just get up out of the wheelchair and walk off? And she said, I will. And she did. And she got up and walked off. It's amazing when you hear, when you finally hear or you finally see the word, and it becomes a revelation to you, when it finally does, then you realize what Jesus has done for you. And just like He said, when you see or when you hear, I'll heal you, when it becomes a revelation to you. But He says, but blessed are your eyes, for they see, and for your ears, for they hear. I'm telling you, when you get to where you can hear God's voice and you can see these mighty spiritual principles, what a blessing that is. I think about the times I've been in a Bible study class or whatever, and I've had people that were children of God in a class, and we've read something, and I turned and asked every couple in the class what they think that means, and virtually nobody understands what he said. I think, wow, isn't this amazing how we hear the words, but we don't understand them. He says in verse 17, for assuredly I say to you that many prophets and righteous men desire to see what you see, and they did not see it, and to hear what you hear, and did not hear it. Therefore, hear the parable of the sower. He's given us the secrets right here. When anyone hears the word of the kingdom, anyone, that includes all people, hears the word of the kingdom and does not understand it. Now, many people today, they hear these words, we read these words, but they won't spend the time to meditate on these words to lock them into their heart. They will kind of read over them flippantly one time and say, I've read the Bible, I understand it. No, you cannot read the Bible one time and understand it. You have to read this thing and study it and prayerfully read it over and over and over, because this is an alive book, and God reveals to you this book as you study it. But He says, therefore, when anyone hears the words of the kingdom and does not understand it. Now, this statement that I'm fixing to read to you changed my life forever when I got a hold of this. It totally changed my ability to read and receive and hear and understand and lock into my heart and my mind the Word of God. Listen to what He says. When anyone hears the word of the kingdom and does not understand it, then the wicked one, which is the devil or some of his demons, they come and snatch away what was sown in your heart. This is he who receives seed by the wayside. Think about that. You read the Word of God. You read it kind of fast or like a novel. You're not even really trying to understand what it says. You're just reading so you can say, I read the Bible. When you get through reading, how many of us, like myself, have sat there and read a chapter in a Bible, and you get up and somebody said, what'd you do? Well, I just read Romans chapter 5. What did it say? I couldn't tell you a thing that it said. I know many of you are just like I was. You read the Bible, but you don't hear it and you don't understand it. Because when you're reading it like that, you're not meditating on it, not trying to lock it into your spirit. So you just kind of flippantly read over it. You didn't fully understand it. So as you're putting the words into your heart, the devil's right there, according to the Word of God, taking those words right out of you. And so you can't remember it. Can't remember it at all. So if you can't remember it at all, if you don't remember at all, then right here is your answer. The devil this beast, the wicked one, he comes and snatches away what was sown in your heart, and this is he who received seed by the wayside. But he who received the seed on stony places, this is the one who hears the word and immediately receives it with joy. He heard it. Wow, sounds great. Yet he has no root in himself, and he endures only for a little while. For when tribulation or persecution arises because of the word, immediately he stumbles. How many people do I know has done that? A lot of them. A lot of people will hear the word. They'll come out to the minister center, and I'll sit there and teach them the word of God one-on-one, 3 or 4 or 5 hours. They go away on fire. I've got it. Next week or week after next, back in the bar, back in adultery, back in drugs, back in alcohol, whatever, smoking again, but I just can't give up my sin. Yeah, you can. You can overcome it. But this is what happens whenever you only endure for a little while, and then your friends start saying, oh, if you really cared about us, you'd go down to the bar with us tonight and get drunk one more time. Just one more time. Or just have one more cigarette. Or just have one more drug or whatever it is. And you yield. Well, this is you. Jesus is talking about you right here. You immediately fall away. Now he says, he who receives seed among thorns is he who hears the word, and the cares of this world and the deceitfulness of riches choke the word, and it becomes unfruitful. You see, you're supposed to be very fruitful in everything you do. But here, you're unfruitful. But he says, he who receives seed on the good ground is he who hears the word and understands it. When you hear the word and understand it, you indeed and bear fruit and produce some 100-fold, some 60-fold, and some 30-fold. Now then, this is the kind of seed you want to be. You don't want to be any kind of seed but this kind of seed. You want to be the one that produces fruit. When that devil comes at you, you got to learn to rebuke him and drive him away. And if you'll rebuke the devil and drive him away, and then sit down and read the Word of God and study it in great detail, you'll see the Word of God will become alive to you, and you can enjoy it.
These teachings can be yours free and postpaid. Call us at 940-242-2106. Or contact us on the web at www.tlsm.org. TLSM.org. Remember, they're free and postpaid. Jesus is Lord.